Welcome to Life Begins at Motherhood. This is a weekly podcast about spiritually healthy alternatives to raising a family in a chic and approachable way. I'm your host, Janae Herring. The glory of motherhood comes camouflaged in so much chaos, but when we allow motherhood to define us, it's only then we can truly see the uniqueness, traits, talents, and God-given abilities that reflect our Heavenly Father. The goal of this podcast is to get back to believing that motherhood is a sacred place. If we let Him, God can do some of His best work in us during this season called hashtag mom life. Our identity is not lost because we are raising others, but rather found. So grab a seat, let's talk faith, motherhood, health, self-care, and more as I share my motherhood experiences and truths with you. By wisdom, a house is built, and through understanding, it is established. Through knowledge, its rooms are filled with rare and beautiful treasures. Proverbs 24, verses 3 and 4. Thank you for joining me again. Today, I want to share four verses with you that you can pray over your home using each letter in the word home. For today's episode, I encourage you to push pause and go grab your prayer journal or open the notes app before you continue. For letter H, pray for healing words. Proverbs 12 and 18, some people make cutting remarks, but the words of the wise bring healing. For letter O, pray that overflowing hope, peace, and joy would abide in your home. Romans 15 and 13, may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in Him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. For letter M, pray for mercy, love, and justice. Micah 6, verse 8, He has shown you, O mortal, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you? To act justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly with your God. And for the letter E, pray to be encouraging. 1 Thessalonians 5 verse 11, therefore encourage one another and build each other up, just as in fact you are doing. The Bible is full of beautiful scriptures that could easily be added to this list to make it more personal. My favorite is Joshua 24:15. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. We want to invite the Lord into our homes every single day so that He is the center and anything not of Him will leave in Jesus' name. Did you discover God's truth today? If so, would you share my podcast with someone and join me the rest of this month as we go deeper in Christ? And don't forget to hit like and subscribe from wherever you are listening. Goodbye.